On July 15th of last year, two Los Angeles police officers, Christopher Tabela and Isaiah Galvez, responded to reports of a man on Hollywood Boulevard acting erratically and carrying what appeared to be a small pistol. The pistol turned out to be a rose gold lighter shaped like a gun that belonged to 48-year-old Matthew Sova. Tabela and Galvez, believing the metallic object Sova was gesturing with was a gun, fatally shot him. The announcement by Attorney General Rob Bonta ends his first review under a new California law that requires the State Department of Justice to review all incidents where an officer shoots and kills an unarmed civilian in the state. Here's Bonta explaining the significance of this change.
Historically, these incidents had been primarily handled by local law enforcement and district attorneys. But a little over a year ago, that changed when my office implemented AB 1506, a landmark law for trust and transparency authored by Assemblymember Kevin McCarty, which I was proud to co-author with Assemblymember McCarty. Since implementation, we have launched 25 officer-involved shooting investigations across the state. In these investigations, we are thorough, leaving no stone unturned. Takes time.
As part of the greater transparency mentioned by Bonta, the DOJ now has a public listing of all investigations under the jurisdiction of AB 1506 on its website. The department is also responsible for producing a public report explaining the findings of its investigations. The report on Sova's incident is the first to be made public by the department. While Officers Tabela and Galvez were not found to have behaved criminally, Bonta still acknowledges the trauma involved in police shootings and the importance of thorough investigation.
Make no mistake, there is no scenario where the loss of someone's life to violence is something we should accept as the normal course of things. DOJ conducted a comprehensive, objective, and independent investigation. In all, 7 non-sworn emergency response personnel and 13 civilian witnesses were interviewed, and 1 incident scene was processed for evidence. As a whole, hundreds of hours of investigation were conducted by DOJ, LAPD, DOJ's Bureau of Forensic Services, and the LAPD Crime Lab.
As part of its investigation, the DOJ also released suggested guidelines to reduce an outcome where a civilian like Sova is hurt or killed. Among the recommendations were deploying the LAPD Mental Evaluation Unit or attempting de-escalation, given that the officers transitioned into a lethal response almost immediately upon arriving at the scene, according to the DOJ report. There are still 24 investigations like Sova's, some also dating back to 2021, that the DOJ has yet to complete. Attorney General Bonta says that, with the first case out of the way, he hopes the next investigations will be completed faster. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.